vessel dot the coast of the Azure Sea is Saltmarsh, a sleepy fishing village that sits on the precipice of destruction. Smugglers guide their ships to hidden coves, willing to slit the throat of any who cross their path. Monsters gather beneath the waves. Drowned sailors stir to unnatural life, animated by dark magic. The cult of a forbidden god extends its reach. While Saltmarsh slumbers, the evils that seek to plunder it grow stronger. Heroes must arise to keep the waves safe. In Ghosts of Saltmarsh.
You guys are coming down the far steps right here.
There you go.
I suggested it.
There's the characters.
Oh, well. I'll put us all to the side here. You're here. He's here.
Is there another lower level?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Find out next time.
You said you were right behind him.
Dude, we're going to kill some cultists.
I'll tell you what. It's Unseen Servant, Jared, Ulf, myself.
I'm in the story now.
I'm sorry.
Skipper.
You know, That was the worst.
Ulf has a name, not Skipper.
Barbie's daughter.
I'm from Scotland.
Unseen Servant.
Hola, friends.
Is dead.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Soy casa.
All
right, so we are ready. Scene change. Let's get back. I'm gonna go back to this.
I don't see all of the.
Lindsay, who is the new follower?
I don't know. Somebody.
Thanks for following.
Yes. We're actually up to 34 now.
I just saw them.
Okay, that's all. I
got a lot of followers. Thank you guys.
Did everybody share on Facebook today? I saw me, Matt, and Luke did.
I did.
Got in.
Did you share?
Yeah, I was in from the beginning though.
All right, let's get back to the action here. So we have Skipper going down the steps. Three arrows land right in front of you into this invisible barrier, and then they fall on the ground. And then we're going to roll initiative and see where we're at.
Nah, bro, not rolling
that. That's
roll
not
that.
Great. That is a 19 for
I'm
me.
I'm going to do this.
An 11.
Come on.
Not hot, but kind of good because I'm in the back.
So we got an 11, a 19.
Oops. 12.
And Wizard's having a rough day. He's a little slow.
Where are you at?
Nine.
Nine. And?
Ocho.
I don't know what that
That's
is.
That's eight.
Okay, you're even further down.
Oh my goodness.
Right, we're about to get wrecked.
Yeah, we are. That's not
here.
Good. What? Whoa. Hopefully that's Jared and Jordan.
It is us two.
Skipper and...
So you got two sets of
I'm
two
first.
Opponents here.
There should be maybe. A third.
Well, that's good.
Well, there's three, but maybe only one's different.
I did say I ducked. It's on the camera, so.
All right, so we're going to start with Ash. You get to go first. You are stuck behind everyone.
Hold on. And because I'm ready to dodge, does that still apply here?
As you're going down, yeah, that's fine.
I kind of try to squeeze past Ulf, if he'll let me, to get to Jared. Or to Skipper.
Have fun, princess.
All right, so I squeeze past there, and I reach in my bag, and I pull out this device that will clip to Jared's chest piece or whatever he's wearing there. Mm-hmm. And it appears to be a device that emits some sort of like flashing light and weird noise. I would give people, it'd make it hard for them to attack Jared.
Huh. Okay.
So is it the music video, Flashing Lights,
yeah,
by Kanye West?
It's a rave.
It emits like a frequency that is makes you hard to place Jared.
Oh. All right.
Distorting your
I'm casting Sanctuary, but I don't use magic. I use technology stuff.
There it is.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Star.
It's cool. It's on flavor.
It's
pretty flavorful.
Skipper, you're up.
I like it.
You know, we do great things.
I grasp my battle axe and I run down.
Squares are there. You can just count squares if you want.
You know what? We're not doing that. We're gonna go fancy. Hold on. Give me a second.
Uh-oh.
No seconds.
No seconds. You need to be ready.
This is 6 seconds.
I hold out my hands.
I let him know.
Claws and hair sprouts all out from me. I shift.
What?
He's a badger.
He's a badger.
No.
A giant honey badger.
Badgers.
Thanks, buddy.
He turns into badgers.
You don't need no stinking badgers. No.
That's gotta be copyright.
He turns into court.
Nope, we're allowed a couple seconds.
I'll run up there.
Satire because of
less than six.
UHF. Yeah, 2HF yeah. Satire.
So you turn into some kind of were creature?
Court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
Topsy.
Oops. He's like, oh, wait, that just made me look like one. Oh, crap.
We're good. We're good.
Bane Meets World says that sanctuary means Jared cannot attack.
What?
Uh-oh. Hold on, roll check.
Sanctuary.
Backseat DMing. Classic Steven.
I become the biggest distraction ever. I'm like, right here. Yes. Right here. Can I rip it off?
Yeah,
right.
I didn't read the last sentence of the spell.
You can't attack.
Can I?
Well, he can. It just ends the spell.
Can I just? Okay, I do that. I'm attacking.
Oh wow! Sorry. This is the part where we play the sad horn.
You tried. You learned.
Now, if you eat four arrows and you're dead, I tried to help you.
All right, I'm good, dude. I got temporary HP. He said seven damage, 20 to hit.
He said you can't
attack. 20 to hit?
If the warded creature makes an attack, casts a spell that afflicts an enemy or deals damage to another creature, the spell ends.
Well, yeah, but he could have done anything but any of that.
Yeah, he could take the dodge. He could have soaked a lot of... Basically what it does is if you try to attack somebody with Sanctuary, you make a wisdom saving throw. And if you fail, you have to either target somebody else or you lose the action.
Yes. You slash at this scout and just cut her open right on the front, and she starts to bleed out from her stomach.
Instinct
she's
kill?
Still alive. No, she's still alive.
But Kurt near,
she hurt.
She goes. She just drops her bow and she pulls out a short sword.
Oh,
can we tell that they're definitely like cultists? Like we know this area.
They're not cultists. They just look like smugglers.
Smugglers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to the two's turn. All right, so the woman pulls out her short sword and she attacks you.
Ladies.
A 19 to hit.
Wow.
I think that hits. It's pretty good.
Thank you, Stephen Bane, for the rules clarification. And
six,
ruining my cool stuff.
Six slashing damage right back at you. The next one, no one else is on the steps, so he's down there by himself.
Well, just for initiative.
Think we can fit on the steps.
You walk in front.
I'm like, I walk.
You're right about there.
Oh man,
this
We'll shoot an arrow at the were creature, but plus two to AC because you're blocked. All right, misses. Arrow goes past you, and it's to Nautis. Yep.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Get your turn ready.
I take a dodge action.
And you just stay up there.
And I just. Yep.
Okay. Right. Don't move.
I don't do nothing.
Nothing for me.
I tried to help you, Jared.
What a
I only got one spell slot left.
Nothing for you? What do you mean?
Nameless, you're up.
A smart bard. Oh. All right, it seems... I don't have any enchantment.
I don't like attacking people. We just don't know, but...
They shot him in the back!
I don't even know how many uses.
They literally went upstairs, shot me in the back, and ran away.
Maybe I'm saving.
I squeeze by.
Yeah?
I use a bonus action. I need you to make a...
Who's you?
Luke, I need you to make... A strength saving throw.
On how many of them?
Just one.
Okay. Oops. That's gonna be fail.
Huh?
A fail.
Okay. I move the one next to Jared telekinetically 5 feet closer to the green hood.
I'm guessing that I'll get opportunity.
No, because it's
not. No, because she's not doing it. Yeah, it's fine. That was my bonus action, actually. Now as my action, I am casting Ice Knife. Ooh. I need to make a dex saving throw.
What a move. All right, dex saving throw.
Explosion shot.
You telekinetic is a bonus action?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. How do you have a feat already?
Two of them failed.
Two of them fail. Well, okay. All right, so we'll do...
You have to attack first.
Yeah. I do 4 piercing damage, although I feel like...
The attack doesn't do that much.
Yeah, I don't get any additional bonuses to that, I don't think. So I rolled d10, I got a 4.
Okay.
Piercing damage on green.
On the green guy, okay.
And then after hitting them, each creature 5 feet takes that dex saving throw. You rolled for both of them?
I rolled for all of them. It's including the one you hit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
2d6. Yeah. 2 of them will take 9 cold damage each.
9 cold damage?
Ooh, buddy. That's how you play D&D right there.
No, the other one takes half
What's
as D&D? Much?
Nope.
No damage from the explosion. Okay.
We're in a board on a game? It's free guy.
Hit or miss, the shard then explodes. The target each succeed. Yeah. No, I don't think
no damage. All right. You hit the knife and the green cloak guy, and it stabs him. And you see him feel down, he kind of puts his hands around it. He's like, ah! And it just explodes, his hands just, they're just gone. And he just freezes up all his whole body, and he doesn't move anymore. And the other two are blasted with this, and their whole face is kind of melted off halfway from frostbite.
Sounds accurate.
So the two red...
That's how ice works.
Frostbite melted them.
Yeah, it didn't melt. Well, it does. It kind of burns your face off a little bit, so...
I'm just dead.
The two reds are still up.
What?
And,
That first red's taking quite a bit.
Yep.
Well, I just realized I'm playing my character.
Get
ready.
That's up to you, Ulf.
I push Ash out of the way and sprint down the stairs, battle axe ready.
Do you knock him
prone? I just push him. Whatever happens, happens.
You still drill
him.
I jump on top of the table and swing down for sure. All
right. That one that's really hurt.
That'll be 12 for 7.
Steven with the crazy pawn. Steven said, ice to meet you, knife knowing ya.
Boo! So I just, all my acrobatics I miss.
Yeah. That brings it to the one guy that's dead, so it's gone. Back to you, Ash.
How much movement did I have? 35, 30?
That
30?
Was probably enough with you squeezing through there.
You don't think I can step in between?
Yes, you can.
All right. I'm in between. I'm in between Wereboy and...
I walk down there by Wereboy and I put my device back in my pocket and kind of shake my head like, what a waste. And then I will step over here and shoot the far away.
All right. So, all right.
That's going to be a 20 to hit for 10 damage.
A 20 to hit?
For 10 damage.
All right. The bullet goes right through her heart, and you can see a splatter of blood out her back, and it goes onto the bed behind her, and she falls down.
I, without remorse, reload my pistol and just ready for the next shot. All
right. Skipper?
We got someone up still?
Yep.
Yeah.
I jump over the bed. I go up here. I cleave down with my axe. Wow. Actually, no, I don't do that. What I do first is I do a bonus unarmored attack.
All right.
Hold on.
Unarmored attack? Okay. Or unarmed attack?
I get an unarmed strike as a bonus action. You could use your dexterity for his attack roll and damage bonus.
Okay.
So what does that mean exactly?
You just get an unarmed...
Did we have
strength
a full party
plus?
Oh.
Plus 1.
19...
To hit, hits.
Yep. And then attack. What would it be for unarmed?
It's your strength plus 1. Unless you have something that specifically lets you roll something more.
Is it just a d20?
As an attack?
Yeah, what do I roll?
Yeah, an unarmed attack is just a d20 plus your strength.
Cool, 20.
Alright, so that hits. How much?
Who's Colette?
I don't know, what do I roll?
It just says an unarmed attack.
Unarmed strike as a bonus action.
And that's all it says.
You use your dexterity for its attack roll and damage bonus. This attack deals slashing damage.
Okay, so what's your dex bonus?
3.
So you can do 4 damage.
Okay.
The last one is still up.
And then I cleave my axe.
Just takes a lot of damage.
No, you didn't.
Forget about it.
Different accent.
On one knee, barely standing up, and she waves her sword around just like wildly, just trying to hit as many people as she can.
No.
If I get hit by this.
I yell as a reaction.
She's just swinging around, and like her hand just falls, and she just drops the sword, and it skitters across the floor.
I catch it.
And then she just lays her head down, and it's your turn.
I yell as a reaction. Don't kill her!
She lays her head down.
The smirk.
Your turn there.
She's
not
gonna
a...
do it.
Why?
Vote for me.
I'm gonna insult her to death.
No!
You need information? I don't. I...
Our hero.
I go here. I take the dodge action.
Nameless?
I walk up to her slowly, pulling out my manacles.
Okay.
You guys on two? I'll
tell you, it's a good buy.
I say, kick
it. Somebody made fun of me.
And I attempt to put it on her.
I don't know where
right. She's going to resist. Me.
No, last, at session zero, I said I was buying manacles and somebody made fun of me. It's a great buy.
Roll strength or dex trying to grab her. Be able to put these manacles on.
Dex. Ability mod. That's a 16.
Okay. You got manacles on her.
Nailed it.
We're kind of out of combat now, so you guys can do what you want. She just laying there with her head down, sees you guys all surrounding her.
I can give her a moment.
I pillage.
I start looting the bodies.
Me too.
Jeez.
Man, loot the bodies. They have... Each person has a small pouch with 5 silver in it.
I start chatting her.
I leave the money. I don't care. It's stupid. Yeah, that's terrible money.
Dumb money.
Boo.
I'll take the money.
Okay. So you got 1 gold from that.
You said 5 silver.
Each. There's 2 bodies. You haven't looted the girl's manacles.
Oh, yeah.
I just said I was.
Oh, you were?
I said I was patting her down.
Yeah, there's nothing but gold on them?
Yeah, that's all I got.
With my beast strength, I rip off her hood and mask.
It's just a woman. She's...
Put my hand on her.
Her face is like all like frosted.
Melted.
Yeah, it looks nasty.
I put
my hand on her shoulder and I play good cop and I say,
Just tell us
why you're down here and we'll make sure you get out safe.
I'm not telling you nothing. She spits.
Whoa! I'm cracking up laughing.
I look over to him and I tap my staff on the ground and I use prestidigitation to clean his blood off his face.
I collect all the weapons and lay them on the table.
Okay.
I'm cracking up laughing that she's spitting Nannis's face. It's funny.
I start laughing too.
Do what you want with me.
I respect some feisty out of you.
Get this over with.
I take out my dagger and on one of her manacled hands I pull one of her fingers separate. She's an archer, right?
Yeah. Her eyes get a little bigger as you're getting closer to her hand.
I think you should.
I can tell you what. A paladin would never do this.
I think you should answer.
He's not a paladin.
No, I don't. Older campaign as a paladin, and I did it.
It's true.
Pull one finger out?
Just the one that she would pull the bow with.
I'm not telling you nothing either.
I look at her and I'm like, trying to persuade her really hard at this point, and I'm like, I don't want to see this. This is gonna give me nightmares.
Roll persuasion.
Blade on the skin.
We kill people, it's fine, but we just take off a finger, and it's, you know, oh, this 14. Is too much.
14. He's like, you all die soon enough.
And I look to Nameless.
I turn my back.
I cut the finger off.
Ah! She starts screaming. She's like, ah! Sandabout will eat you.
Sandabelt.
Belt sander. Got it.
Sander belt.
That's what happened to her face.
I put the next finger on it.
She starts screaming really loud.
Got it.
I cast mage hand. I cut her neck with my claw. That's what I do.
You guys, she starts screaming out in pain really loud. I want you to roll perception with disadvantage.
Yeah.
Now this.
Okay.
I do that regardless. But we'll...
No, no, all you guys are just cutting off her finger, but she's screaming.
Seven. Well, he said he cut her throat.
Yeah, I'm just...
What? You cut my throat?
My
Jared,
long
Jared said he cut her throat when she started screaming.
You guys are focused on her, and then all of a sudden you feel his hand go on your face.
Uh-oh.
And you get pulled through the wall.
What? Oh, on there. Oh, no!
You guys did hear, you heard like that, but then that's it. And you just see a little hole going back there.
I mean, I'm kind of, could I have seen it?
Huh? Yeah.
Arrow perception?
Yeah, you would have seen it, but she, you just barely caught out of your eye and you just see Knox get yanked through this hole in the wall.
Actually, technically, I'm not there anymore.
Oh,
why not?
I said I put my hand on her shoulder and I said, tried to convince her not to. It's okay though. Maybe he came out here and got me and dragged me.
There's someone grabbing Nodus and they're like pulling them into this room where this door opened up.
Okay. I shoot him in the head with a pistol. See.
I did verbalize that I was next to her.
Yeah. You guys are going to be surprised, by the way.
So you know, you're good.
You guys are getting one of these two people.
No, I want this. Bring it on.
A miss and a miss. Two more arrows go flying out right past all. They just like fly right over top of you, and you see him coming out of this hole as Nodus is being pulled, and he just goes into the dark.
Either one of our actions to finish her before we get started.
Yeah. Do I cut her with my werewolf claw?
Yeah, she dies.
Okay. Head rolls.
You see the fingers like fall on the ground. There's blood splurting out, and then he just comes across the neck with the claw, and just spills it out.
Finger goes in the bag.
I clean up the blood off the back of my cloak, and I take the manacles off.
You're talking about books? He's got barbarian thing.
I mean, we're in combat right now.
Oh, we're in combat.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Two arrows came flying out.
Never mind.
We're going to roll for initiative one more time.
Okay.
Yeah. No. One more time.
Oh, baby.
16 for me.
16.
18.
No, an 8. Just.
Matt, Nattis, you might be in a tough spot, friend.
15.
What?
Two.
Yikes. Where are their gaps over there?
He's just like, this is how bad the roll was. You should just go over there.
You're all the way down there.
I guess I'd rather it now than wasting a spell slot with it.
You can remove the thing there. And of course this is turned backwards, so I can't. It around.
I guess we'll try to get my face will be close to these cameras as I get a picture.
Oh no! Status is dead!
Already, I'm gone. Is that the brother?
Yeah.
No!
Does I recognize him already?
So this pool's open. And that's out of the way.
You should have me get your little camera and go through the little holes.
Well,
use it as a timer?
I do, but we didn't set it up before, so we're not going.
You did this in resin, didn't you?
There goes Andy.
Those look sweet.
Yeah.
Those are heavy.
He's just like, I need these.
Yeah, they're dead, but...
I should have grabbed the dolls.
Those are nice.
We've already taken most of the resources off, except for the one that we just...
This guy's got you, and he's pulled you up to that side.
So we've got a guy pulling and two shooters.
Yeah, one person's grappling.
Can you fix me, please?
Can you save me, please?
And we are at the top of order. Go ahead, Skipper. You're up.
Start running.
Werewolf Skipper.
Hide five, behind this wall.
Five.
Oops.
And then I take a... can I take a dodge action and drink a potion?
No.
Nope. Take a dodge action.
So you ran up against the wall, taking the dodge, right? Ash, you're up.
It's my range on my pistol. It's like 120. Is it a 60, 120?
Your pistol?
Yeah.
Are we close in enough light down here?
30-90.
Yeah, there is a little bit of torch light down in this room.
How long is that pistol?
It's 30-90. The range.
It's a crossbow.
It's a small crossbow. Yeah. I moved to here so I can shoot one and... Shoot the... I'm going to shoot the one that's pulling Nattis.
He's already around the corner.
Okay, then I'm going to shoot the red one.
Okay.
I didn't even see this one. I'm shooting this one.
Okay.
That is a 21 to hit for 5 piercing.
Alright. Bullet goes through and pierces his shoulder. And she's still at the ready.
I continue my movement over here around the, like, back to the wall.
Okay. The guy that is holding you there, Nodis, he attacks you. And you're swarming and just trying to break free, and he keeps trying to get ready for a punch, and every time you move out of the way and he misses you, and he just keeps trying to punch you, and he's not connecting anything. All right,
boy.
Ulf, you're up.
Am I grappled at this point?
Yeah, you're fully grappled. So
fully grappled.
You're not restrained, but you can't.
We need some strength in here, big guy.
Yeah, I haven't got the range.
You 30 speed. Break the table with them.
These are all 5 foot squares.
Yeah, gonna move basically into this gap because that's about as far as I can move. And ready a dodge.
Okay.
You really fill up a doorway.
I'm a big.
How big
dude.
Are you? Like 7 foot.
Six four.
The mini.
6'4", 250.
The mini is a little.
Not us. You're up.
About 350.
You can't move.
The mini is scaled pretty.
No, I'm just that big.
Contest.
You're gonna contest it.
Is that a strength? No,
yep.
Asking.
Strength or acrobatics, however you want to do it.
Those are the same thing. Mm-hmm. I guess you can have proficiency with acrobatics, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Could I?
That's the only way you're getting out of this one. Out of the grapple, anyway. Unless you have some.
I'll try
the
acrobat out.
Okay.
I got out?
He's punching and trying to punch you, and as you're squirming out of the way, and he's just got you by the arm, and then you just break free.
Get behind me, little one.
Was that my action, though?
Yes, that is your action, break free.
He's little either. Didn't he say he's like 6 foot?
I know, but he's littler than me, so everybody's a little one to me. Even Jared, he's almost as big as me.
I'm gonna move past them.
I'm like 5'10". I feel like I'm the smallest dude in the party.
And as I push back him, I'm gonna go... Hey, me and you, you're definitely going to change this city, this town.
Did
what?
You say
that? he's flustered. He just got pulled through a trap door.
We're
really going to save this.
And edit that.
I give you bardic inspiration.
To me?
Yeah.
Hooray, me!
You did not rage though, right?
I have not raged.
Okay. Two arrows come flying at you.
Oh, shit. Not the bomb trap.
Double... That is only a 10 to hit. So, miss. Two arrows come.
I'm also ready dodged, so.
Huh? Oh, you were dodged?
They would have to be disadvantaged. Roll them so they can crit miss.
Two arrows go by, and you're so big, you've got this big cloak on that it appears that you're bigger, and they just go through your cloak on the side.
Yes.
And miss you. Nameless, you're up.
Oh, I'm so far away.
Yes, you are.
I've done 20.
Thanks, mate.
That's your bardic reminder. Okay. I'm going to have to set up to here.
It's a decent isn't it?
Okay.
And then I guess, where's Matt at?
It's a decent.
Right beside D4. The Seder.
Oh, he actually got out and ran all the way out.
He broke the grapple and ran all the way out.
Already a attack action, so already in action.
Okay, what's your trigger?
Sight lines.
Whenever you see him.
Right now we got a big guy right in front of the doorway, so whenever I see him.
All
right,
Skipper, you're up.
Skipper,
I run out. That's around the corner.
Their faces all in there.
I stand right between the two of them and I slash the green hood.
Alright.
With my axe.
Did you?
No.
Crit miss?
No, 7. Okay. And then I try to hit.
With your claw. Okay.
My claw. 20.
That's better.
Plus 3, so 6.
6 damage, alright. Slash across with your sword, which totally misses him, but you follow it up right with the claw as you scratch across his arm. As he's still like reaching out for Nodis, you come across his arm, just cut him down through his arm. That brings us to you, Ash.
Yeah, Red.
I'm good. Yeah.
I have no sight line like anybody.
Ulf is covering up the entire doorway. He's right in the way. You can get around him, but sight lines are all done.
You're welcome.
I guess I will
play dead.
Is there even somewhere where I can stand to ready an action? Like, I think everywhere is blocked.
Everywhere's blocked unless you get in there.
I'll go in there. I'll stand in this corner next to Ulf.
Can we all range characters except him?
Yeah, pretty much. We're not fighting.
I'll shoot the, has anybody shot this chick yet?
No.
I'll shoot her. That's a 24 to hit for 9 piercing.
24 to hit for 9 piercing.
Wait, cool. That dice weighted.
All right. Well, the 19. It was a different die.
That dice weighted.
Another bullet goes through, you clip her in the leg.
Clipper and
24. I shot her in the leg 10 feet away.
Okay. You were aiming for the femoral artery.
Gotcha.
You were going for a precise kill shot, but you just kind of missed it just by a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Enemies. There we go.
There we go.
There we go. Now I got some action here. The green hood dude looks like he's frustrated that you were able to skitter away. He's going to attack the werewolf and blows it with a short sword.
Gross.
He's going to then take the disengage action, and he's going to try to push through you guys.
Nope.
Push through all of us?
5.
Gotta catch him.
10, 15.
Don't we all get opportunity?
No, he just took the disengage.
20.
Through all of it, he can disengage from 4 people?
He attacked and disengaged.
Yep. As a bonus action.
Oh.
Yes.
But I did say...
Yes, you see him, so you can shoot
him. Oh, shoot him!
Yeah, so he like, breaks through Ulf, and right when he does, you can shoot right at him.
Okay, is he, like, right in front of me?
Yep, he's right in front of you.
Well, that's not going to help.
No, it's not.
So, can I wait until he's moves for
your trigger was once you see someone,
and that's the first I saw.
Yes.
So, you have a disadvantage, then?
Yeah. Wouldn't he have seen him over here?
As soon as he did this, then he's still visible. I would say he's a 5-foot range.
Just roll once. You don't have to boot this.
Just roll once.
It's okay.
Bro. All right, magic missile.
Oh, magic missile! That's, holy moly!
You don't even
all
roll
right.
for that, do you?
Yeah, no, you don't roll. You just roll
I don't
damage.
Even roll for it. Nope. But you yes. said that. I, you but you said I didn't know if, because if I did have disadvantage, if I did have to do something
nope.
special.
There's nothing.
Then magic missile always hits. Yeah.
Love it.
Unless you have the shield.
Yeah. Spell. All right, 10.
10 damage total.
Force damage.
He's going to get blown right back to break game.
he lands on your back, Ulf, and then kind of slides down your back.
Opportunity attack.
I mean, I didn't...
He got pushed back into my space, and it wasn't by telekinesis.
It wasn't by his choice. He's dead.
Well,
he's got to choose to go through.
I didn't want to do, like, you know, that.
You try to, like, blow... Like, like his body is so... pushed in, it's like his chest is caved in from the force damage.
I guess I should have.
He blows against me and breaks his spine because I'm a giant. I'm a unit.
That's true.
I mean, I can choose not to do that.
I can try
in the future. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to do anything. You can say no.
Is that for me? Thanks.
Oh, you're up.
That's mine.
I'm using my bardic.
Yeah.
I'm going after the one that was hurt the first time. So okay. The one on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Hiya.
Next.
Oh,
crit.
Baby! And a one!
What's all? Wow!
Well, you get to roll.
You get to roll it again, the damage.
Right, so that's.
And with criticals,
three.
I let you guys reroll if you want. So okay. You just have a one.
I'm
so
gonna reroll.
We'll roll it again.
Why wouldn't I reroll?
You get two of them.
There's 11.
So right there is your two numbers. Do you want to reroll
that's
those?
Split. It's a split.
So.
That's the best case, and I'll take that.
Wait, no, you rerolled the.
No,
you have to reroll both.
The whole roll.
Just reroll it.
And that's an average roll.
Okay.
So.
You split
her right in half
with this critical, and she just like falls down in front of you. When this happens, she lands on the ground, and from the body that's there, you see these worms kind of like
not to see him.
Creep over to the woman, and you, only you, see this worm go under her skin and like it starts to go through.
Unreal with this worm stuff.
Did you say we saw the brother?
Yeah, the brother is dead. In the
I didn't see that, even though I'm standing right
well,
there.
Well, you guys don't know it's a brother. But it's the brother. There you go.
Hey, we're going to need to burn the bodies. There's something going on down here.
Like and you just see it kind of crawl through halfway up her arm, and then it stops. Like, you don't see it moving anymore. Either it went deeper, or it stopped moving.
As soon as are we still in combat?
Oh, yeah, we're still in combat. There's one more.
Still got one.
There's worms crawling all over. They got worms!
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
For a second. I mean, my whole race is, like, keen senses. We're dog people, right? We're werewolf just naturally. I don't see any of that.
You can see the worm.
Okay.
You're right there next to me. All right,
I just move up.
I start drooling.
Like 10 feet, and I stick my head in, and I go, all your friends are dead. You're next. And then she has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Did you insult her?
Vicious mockery. She passed. She'd be 13?
Yeah, it's 19.
And then I dug back where I was.
Got her.
Welcome to being a bard.
I'm a bard. I'm doing it. I'm a bard.
Yay.
Yep. She takes the disengage action as a bonus action,
uh-oh,
and then dash.
I'll stick my foot out.
She would. So that's the only way out, we're assuming here.
And then this door starts
open
to open
another door. Whoa. Well, at least they're showing us all the secret doors.
Not as good strategy.
Thank you.
as it opens up, she's like,
never
they're strong! Be ready!
Oh, my God.
There's more.
I take out... What's up, my turn?
Yep, it is nameless.
I don't have any more spells, sorry.
You're out of spell slots already?
Yep.
Now you know the rituals don't cost spell slots, right?
Right.
Okay.
I only have two spell slots. Okay. I use magic missile and my...
Wizards start with two spell slots?
Knife.
Yeah.
That's
all
these spells
are. Yeah, I can have six known spells, but I only have two readied.
You're like weak in the you have like all these cantrips and like two spells.
You're squishy.
I have more spells than cantrips, but I can't like prepare so many. I run up that much. I have a quarter staff in my hand. I am definitely on the side of this door. And I'm like, wizard shouldn't have to do this. And I will roll a six and miss.
Okay.
That's that. Oh, and I'll use my telekinesis, so it's bonus action.
What, push her further in?
Yeah, no, push her further back. Yeah.
What'd she have to do to break
strength,
it?
Strength save.
Strength save. Yeah, she got it.
18. That's good.
Okay. back to you, Skipper.
All right. Get on all fours and I run.
Am I like opening myself up to the door is still shut, right?
No, it's half open.
Am I in range of any attacks?
You
say?
Not that you know of. It looks like it's a stairway that goes down further.
Not a stairway to heaven, huh?
As a bonus action, I slash at her. 14.
14 hits.
Bailey. Four damage.
She is still up.
Claw.
You slash across her back and she screams down. You can hear it echoing in whatever's passed. That
Ash, excuse me.
Ash hears Ulf talk about these worms and these creepy bodies.
Yep.
I reach to my bag, I pull out an oil flask. And I smash it on the body where we think we saw the worm.
Okay.
I turn to leave to run out here with them, and as I do, I pull the cigar out of my mouth and flick it out of the oil spill.
Oh, man, here you go. You got inspiration now.
Thank you.
Ooh. First inspiration.
I can only get to, like, here. I don't smoke, and I swing my hand and smack it out of the
you might want to get out of there. I set that on fire.
It catches on fire, and you see the worms burrowing out of this body, and they kind of splatter out.
Is there like a lot of them?
There's at least four or five.
Okay.
Ulf, you see several more from the body that's already been dead. They start crawling towards you. That brings it to your turn. Here's my sweet mini for the worms.
Ooh.
That's not a thing. It's just a little disc.
Oh, boo.
You put a sticker on it, is that the thing?
I am not wasting my effort trying to stomp them out.
Okay.
Where's the fire?
It's on the red hood.
Okay.
It's not within range, so you can get away without doing anything if you
want. Can I get the boy, the dead body?
No. I mean, you can if you want.
You set fire.
I set fire where the worms
fire
were,
on this
the red body.
This one, you just saw like two more, like a bunch of worms out of there. Then you see more worms crawling out, going towards you.
Crawling out of the dead boy.
So you can grab it if you want.
That does not seem like a good idea.
Yeah, but what are we going to do about the body?
We know he's dead. We just need to figure out why, they, like what happened and who killed them.
Oh, hey, town. He's dead. This is not going well. As I'm going to pull out, I'm going to pull these down.
Okay.
And
that's gonna be your action. Pull those down.
Yeah. Well, I kick them, hoping that they'll get into the fire and kill the bugs.
Okay.
I'll take my full movement.
Oh, Steven! Steven clipped my inspiration.
Nodus, you're up.
What a good...
How many more feet are you going to give me? Is that the full movement?
What a good
With grabbing each side, yeah, that's what you got.
All right.
It's good. I'm just going to draw my rapier and go up and say...
You're going
to
do what?
Enough talk. Don't talk. He said, nah, I attempt to stab her.
Okay.
21!
Hits.
6 damage.
That's gotta be it.
Get her. Cut her back in the back, right in the kidney.
Right in the kidney.
She reaches back and it pierces all the way through her body.
Oh, she gut shot.
She just turns around and it pulls back out. And she turns around as she's falling down the steps. She has a bow ready.
Oh.
She starts screaming.
From that close.
Ready to action.
She's falling down the steps.
Different one.
Which means we attack her, right?
That's gonna hit whoever's there. So that would be you there, Skipper.
No disadvantage?
No, when she says your name like that, it sounds like he's like
she's falling away.
Condescending.
Oh, so actually, at the same time, you can attack her. Well, she would take a bonus action this stage. No.
She's dead anyway.
No. That's going to be 3 more piercing damage.
What'd you roll?
What do you mean, what'd I roll?
Yeah, what'd you roll?
21 to hit.
Guys, forget about armor. Don't just take it off.
I don't wear armor.
Me neither.
3 piercing damage, and as she turns around and she shoots, you can hear her body thunk a couple times.
That's her.
And then there's no more movement. You don't hear.
Oh my goodness! She just sacrifices herself.
Well, no, she was just trying to get away from your blade, and it pulled her off, and she kind of fell and turned and shot.
We don't hear a little crack at the end of the.
Yeah, you hear a crack right at the very end. Snap! Snaps the neck.
She bonked her noggin.
Savage.
That sucks.
Just so we're clear, I'm turned facing the shelves that I pulled down.
Yep. You can see the body burning still, smoldering, and the worms crawled that way towards you, and then they turned back and went into the body.
Into the dead other dead body.
Yeah. Or the brother.
We still in combat?
No.
Commentary.
I drink a potion.
Man, goggle on them.
I get the.
You might need to go see the potion.
I go.
Brought to you by
I go down on my knees.
All the remaining money, I was like, potions.
Well, I gave him one too, because I felt bad. I didn't know he had like 18 potions.
I had 2.
I get down on my knees to the nearest dead body.
The ones in the main room where you're at? Okay.
And I kind of like move the body out in the open. I'm like, could somebody help with the sword?
What do you need?
Help with the sword.
Yep. I cast Mage Hand.
On the hand that you now have just.
No, not the hand. What'd you chop off?
I don't know. You just. I did a nice swap.
You're like, I need help with the sword.
I'm taking the body. I'm like, putting it out in the open. And I'm looking at her head.
Oh,
there it is.
I just chopped it right off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cast Mage Hand. Mage Hand picks up the head.
All right.
All right. I like this.
I stand over here and I slowly have the hand take it down the steps.
All right.
And
are you looking down there? Because you gotta see where the Mage Hand goes, right? Kind of.
So yeah.
You can't just wing it.
There's torches down there that light a cavern. It's no longer. A structure. Okay. It's built into the wall of the mountain. And it just goes down and there's torches that light It splits off into two directions.
Oh, man, okay.
One has torches, one goes into darkness.
Okay, well, I heard that she yelled down there, so I was hoping that somebody down there would see it. Mm-hmm. I guess not.
Nope, no one's down there.
Okay.
That you can see right now.
All right.
Could you imagine just a hedge floating down?
I was trying to intimidate them.
It's not invisible, though. Good chance, though.
Yeah, well, that would freak me out.
It'd still be really freaky.
I don't know. Oh, there's a subfloor.
Mm-mm.
There's a basement in the basement.
We still have all this over here.
Forget it.
Half the house.
All right, screw it. You guys go ahead.
Did we even finish the house?
I just tell you guys, it seems like they've run deeper inside, so take a look, and then we'll get ready.
I'm going to go check out this room here.
Slime cave.
Easy. Easy.
Right, you go back into the room.
Whoa.
As you do, so I go cautiously. There's a smoldering body. That's what you see.
There's about to be little bugs,
and another body that's laying there that looks like a well-armored young adventurer.
I go.
That sucks.
And it looks just like it.
Hey. So I start approaching it.
Okay.
Why'd you guys set this body on fire?
There's worms, dude. We talked about this.
Worms?
Worms. I don't know what they are, I don't know what they do, but I do know.
When you get within 10 feet, you see like three or four worms start to fall out of the body.
There we
like
go.
Emerge and they start crawling towards you.
Uh-oh. Slow?
Yeah, really slow.
I kite them.
Okay.
Metagame.
What's that metagame?
They move extremely slow.
Technically, you're not kiting. You're
you can watch them as they're crawling towards you.
Okay.
All right. Get them away from the boy's body.
Yeah.
And then they go to the flames. I run around.
Stop it.
And I start dragging the boy's body.
Oh, jeez. What is
it? Okay. The worms start to slowly move towards you.
I hope there's no worms still in the body that you're dragging.
Might be.
Can I smell worms?
You can smell worms.
I tell him.
Oh, I thought there's worms in there.
And then I
listen to the Loch Ness Monster.
It's like my best werewolf Scottish. This is going to get very hard to maintain.
Okay.
So yeah, I go here and I start looking through his stuff.
Okay.
Keeping an eye on the worms.
His armor is smashed, and there's like, it just looks like they knocked him down on the ground and just kept beating him.
Hit him with a hammer.
So like all his armor smashed. It's like dented in. His sword's all beaten up and rough. And
his shoes are scuffed, ruined.
He doesn't have any possessions on
him. His weak arms are heavy.
As you're investigating him, you can start to see some of the skin starting to move underneath, inside. Ulf, you see the worms continuing into the room.
You started a fire down here, right?
No, he did.
You see worms starting to slide.
What did I tell you? Is there anything on that body to identify it as the boy that we're looking for?
Oh, I recognize.
How big are the worms?
Do we have anything to prove it to anybody not here?
No one cares.
I grab the body.
That's what
and
I said.
Put it out in the middle, and I look at you.
Another one?
The boy's body.
I
pull it back.
I run up and I scoop the worms up and I.
Eating the worm.
Why would you put in your
mouth? You just swallow
Jared. Okay, Jared, you.
Looks like I have to read what happened.
Tackling. All right.
A tooth attack.
A tooth.
Do a bite.
Oh wait, I'm not rolling the hit.
Why aren't you rolling the hit?
6 damage.
Okay. You rip it in half, and as you're standing there, you can see a couple of the worms slide up into your near your feet. And they're like right on your leg.
There's not just like one or two worms. It's like
more and more start coming out of the body.
Okay, I'm getting out of there. Yeah, I'm not sticking around.
Okay. As you run away, you guys watch him run away and you still see one on the back of his leg. And you guys can all roll initiative.
Good luck, guys. How long do I have on this form? It's 1 minute.
I rolled a 7.
My crit miss, that's a 4.
Yeah, you're 1 minute up.
No,
you start
it's reverting a crit. Back.
That's probably a good thing for you guys.
It's a crit, so if you... On a miss, you're the
good.
Bottom.
Hey,
somebody else missed, also lower.
I crit failed.
On a crit fail. I'm a 6.
I crit missed.
Did you really? He's lying.
No.
What's your dex?
Am I lying?
He is not lying.
No, he's not lying.
Oh my god.
My dex is higher than Eric's.
What do you guys got?
I got a 7.
Party wipe.
Too smart guys don't last.
Oh no.
You guys better get this worm off me.
The slow Jared.
You
the slow worm.
Amputate.
Get the worm off me. Come on.
Ready?
Eat it.
Ready?
You're going to be our first peg leg.
You want to be a 0 to hit.
He wants to fit in with the dock guys.
Is a 16 to hit.
Nope.
What? What's your AC?
17.
Okay.
He said, what?
It starts biting onto your back of your leg as you're starting to revert back into your human form. It's trying to eat through your hair, and as it does, it latches onto your leg, and you can feel it kind of pierce your skin just enough, and it's like... hanging there by its teeth, and it's like flapping on his leg as it's like wiggling, trying to get into your body.
Can I do anything about that? I'm just
yeah. Not
what you do is you don't go up to the worms and eat it. That's what you do about that.
There's two worms that are coming in from this ray, and then there's two more worms coming out of the body.
Happy
and
birthday.
Then
oh, wizard fireball.
One on your one on your leg. And
fireball,
it is
level 3.
They can move 5 feet. So he's gonna move right up against you. Up against you. Up against you.
That. I'm not happy about that.
That's bull.
Luke, where should I be?
Ulf, you're up. It's okay.
I'm just gonna be right here.
Yeah.
You guys ever seen Stomp?
Stomp the yard.
I'm gonna try to
stomp the gas. Yeah,
smash
the yard.
Two ones that are closest
stomping.
To me.
Okay.
What do I mean to roll for damage?
So you're stomping on them?
I mean, it makes the most sense.
Yep. Go ahead and just roll with your strength.
I mean, if I swing my axe, the heck with that? I'm rolling my axe. Screw these nerds.
I like it. It was on.
Nice. 7.
It misses.
Of course it does. Thanks, Jared.
Alright, next is Nodis.
Thanks, Nibbles.
I'm gonna take.
That's his name now!
I'm gonna take a disengage action.
Okay.
That's what I should have done.
And I'm gonna go find a torch in the room somewhere.
Yep,
you can find one. There's like torches everywhere. I'm gonna grab one, and then I'll like end my turn all the way over here.
Paint,
okay.
I'll attach on
here. Skipper, you're up. It's just on your leg.
Nibbles.
Halfway attached to your leg.
What do I have to do to... I rip it off.
All right. So just roll strength.
Let's try to...
Mm-hmm.
Off strength.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
What is it?
6.
Okay. You pull on it, and it's just hanging
it's
on your
leg. It's in there.
Mm-hmm. It's not looking
good. Can I, as a bonus act... No, can't. Can I... No.
All right.
Sure
Ash,
can.
You're up.
Oh man, dude! I have a gun. I'm not gonna be able to get the thing off of you.
I hold it up.
You hold up your leg like sideways. Like
I pull it out like spaghetti. I'm pointing.
I point the pistol at your leg.
Okay. No, don't.
And I look at you like, no. Okay, you shake your head. No.
A dagger or anything?
I got a hand axe.
Oh, use that.
You want me to swing a hand axe at your leg?
Yeah, not my leg. I'm holding a worm.
The worm's this big, dude. What am I going to...
Smack it. Just go arm strike.
Shave
it
off with a straight razor?
Yeah.
Go punch it.
Shave my leg.
I'm not getting near it. We saw what happened to Nibbles.
Shave my hairy legs. I will...
I'll be okay.
Shoot the one that's on the ground right here.
Okay.
Do I have any disadvantage or anything because it's small?
No.
Cool.
Cool.
It's a 16 to hit.
That hits.
For 6 piercing damage.
It did.
Still alive.
These things are beefy, dude. This ain't a bullet.
Fat worms.
When you shoot it, it scatters across the ground, and it doesn't look like it was very effective.
The bullet does?
The bullet wasn't very effective.
Come on, wizard.
So it's resistant to piercing damage?
Yeah.
Is it armored or something?
No.
It's just wiggly.
Fat worm, dude.
Okay. That like brings the us water, to you, Nameless.
Bruce Lee said. Hit it and it just went.
I can beat that guy up.
He's a little helper here.
Bruce Lee.
Should let me shoot your leg. It'll whip it out of the way.
I walk. It's not real. I kind of get up these stairs here, and I'm like, "What worms? What worms?
Wow!
Is he a ghost of Mr. Chicken?"
And then I will use a bonus action to actually pull big dude back 5 feet automatically. You don't have to do anything if you choose to.
If I don't get, if there's nothing bad going to happen to me because I got backed up 5 feet.
Nope.
You didn't do it by your way. I use the interact to pull out a torch.
Alright.
And for my actual action, I will bring the mage hand back up to me.
Okay.
That's my turn.
I like where this is going. It's their turn. The bugs dash 5, 10 in your space.
A me?
5, 10 in your space.
Well, at least 5, they
10.
To be fair, I'm
and they're so starting to crawl up your leg, so they haven't bit you, but they're crawling up your body.
So that fire in the next room did nothing.
It burned killed a bunch of them.
Yeah, I roasted all the bodies.
I'm just making sure.
Maybe I should have threw oil flasks on all of them and just torched the whole room, I guess.
Maybe.
It was getting nuts.
All right, it's your
I didn't think somebody would go back in there and bring a body out, and then somebody would eat one.
I'm trying to smash that one.
Okay. You just roll strength.
Nice, dude.
Smash.
What is it?
Critical miss, probably.
No, what was it?
A 2.
Plus?
4.
6. Right, it missed.
You don't say.
Okay.
Not
you just stand there. I mean, it's on your body, so you can move freely.
Well, I can move freely, but I can take it to who?
I don't know, wherever you want. But do you want to move? You don't have to. I'm just saying you can.
This is
slashing
so dumb.
Looks different than
I'm just going to move up the stairs.
Slashing.
All right.
Everything's different. Yeah.
There's one still on you. It's crawling up your leg.
Yeah.
Nodus, you're up.
5, 10, 15, the light. I'm going to drop the torch on him.
Okay.
20, 25, 30.
And then come back.
35, avoiding the walls.
Okay. The body slowly starts to burn a little bit, and you start to hear popping. Your turn, Skipper.
Nibbles.
Try to pull it off.
They took their turn.
Did
the one on him do anything?
Forget it. A nine.
Does nine
do
hits.
Anything?
To pull it off.
Can I just like squeeze it in my meaty fists?
You don't have your claw power though anymore.
Yeah, it's just an unarmed.
So it's one damage. Still alive.
No matter what? I can't go.
One damage is what you get.
I can't grab it and then smash it?
It's one damage.
That's what I do.
It's an unarmed strike.
Oh, what you did. One damage.
Three damage. Plus. Do I get my.
You don't
get trying to get extra.
Like an unarmed strike, you'd have to have an improvised
damage.
Weapon to be able to use the
d4. Alright, I'll throw. Can I throw it?
So okay. What? Just kill it!
I can't. I got one damage. I throw it into the next room.
Yeah!
Okay.
And then I run next to Natus.
So you just chucked it? Not even into the fire?
I don't want to. Is there a fire? I throw it into the fire.
All right. It pops.
Slam dunk. Gosh. Sorry.
All right. Next is Ash.
So there's one in my space?
Yep. It's crawling up your leg.
I hate worms.
It's not attached to me. It's just crawling up my leg. So can I try to throw it in the fire too?
You can pick it up. Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta roll. Strength or acrobatics. Grab it.
I'll do acrobatics.
Okay.
20.
Add a -1. Okay, you got it.
I'll throw it in the fire.
Okay.
It rolls a -1 when he rolls a 20. It rolls a 7.
Eight plus 3 to acrobatics. I'm dexterous.
It pops. Next is, are you staying there? On the table?
Me?
Hmm?
Yeah, I'll stay there.
Okay. Nameless. You see Ulf run by you, and there's this worm kind of crawling up his back.
Okay.
mage hand comes floating up to me. It drops the head. and grabs a torch and goes up to... you said, uh-oh. Who's back?
On my... Oh.
At the very top of the steps.
He set his coat on fire.
So I said, uh-oh.
Hope you're not tired.
Is the badger still on you?
I cast prestidigitation to light the torch as it floats over to the insect and drops the torch on the insect.
Oh, the one that's laying on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can pop another one.
And then I'll use a reaction to tell Wolf that he has one on his back.
Thanks.
who's A211 Bell? Is that one of your parents?
8211 Bell would be my mom.
She asked.
It is a nine to attach to you. That's a miss. It's still hanging on your back, crawling on your
See,
back.
See, I knew that would happen, so I didn't care.
Yeah.
So it is now your turn.
I throw myself down the stairs trying to smash this thing.
Maybe that's what she was doing.
What is your intelligence modifier?
-3.
It's a 0.
Okay.
I just basically stop, drop, and roll. All
right.
Down the stairs.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good way. All the edges and everything.
12.
12? All right, you pop it in half, and it kind of splitters. It cuts itself in half.
Good.
And they both flop down the steps with you. And, when you lay down, it lands right in front of you, and it's got its little mandibles, and it's like looking right
at you. I eat it.
smart move.
All right.
That's my remaining movement.
Yeah. I was missing it. Like, do we get this every session? The narration?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
you might as well burn it okay. whenever you can.
But this carries over.
One of them do.
One of them. Okay.
All right. Combat is now over.
Listen, Nibbles. If you try to eat another foreign substance. Yeah.
Let's recap.
I'm an idiot.
We barricaded and burned a body.
Eat it.
I can't
Natus went
read,
back in and got the wormy body, and then Nibbles ate it.
I just tried
it. You tried to eat it.
Well, what a recap.
It's not kibbles and bits.
Bits and kibbles.
I use my tools.
All right. Well, what do you guys do?
What are we doing over here, Natus?
Should we press on?
Mage hand picks up the head.
Hold on. We need to secure one area before we advance to the next area. I think we should pull that door shut and barricade it.
Okay.
I start moving the table.
Well, I'll get off the table.
It gets a little lighter.
About 160 pounds lighter.
Mm-hmm. And then clear the rest of this room. Look at you two down there.
I'm helping.
No. You're down the hallway just...
No, I help.
Hanging out in the dark.
Wait, did you barricade the cavern?
Can you pick my
character
up? Oh, I thought we were barricading the worm room.
Can you pick my character up?
We're going to set fire to everything in the worm room.
I don't use my oils, but else can do it.
Throw everything... Get everything else into that room and the bodies and set fire to everything.
I don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea to just light a big fire underneath a wooden house.
I think it's a great idea.
Is that an oven right there?
It is an oven.
Oh!
There is pots on it.
Hey,
that
are
cooking.
They're cooking?
They were cooking.
Yes. I pick up the pot.
They're hungry
down
there.
Put it aside and toss old Jimmy on there. On the oven.
I want to search the body first.
It's a big oven. Look at it.
He's kind of burnt. He's already burnt a little bit from a torch that's laying on.
Is there anything that notes that it's this little Jimmy that we've made up?
I'll stuff him in.
Natus has already pulled up his minor illusion.
We know that's the case.
You know that's him.
But do we have anything to take to the town to prove that we've seen him?
Our word. Isn't that enough?
Exactly.
I mean.
Does he have a jewelry?
They trust me.
Anything on him that notes that this is Little Jimmy.
The town doesn't care about Little Jimmy.
They just want to know who killed the people. Yeah.
They don't care
that the dude's here.
I get that.
I care who he is, though.
I'm stuffing him limb over limb into the oven.
He's burnt. He's going in the oven. He starts to burn away.
Is he getting there okay? Can I put more people in there?
No.
We are losing gold by the hour.
Okay.
Play a song for him?
Inside the room that you guys are in, there is tables. There are a row of beds that have a small footlocker at the end of each.
Yep.
And there is two doors. So
more doors.
Yeah, they're down a little bit further down that way. So the door on the left appears to be normal, but the one straight ahead has a wooden bar across it.
Oh, that's
and
safe.
It's held in brackets.
That's what we should.
There's a word sketched across it that says danger in common.
That's where we're supposed to go.
That's
for sure.
I can't read that, so 100%. That means nothing to me.
You can't read common.
I can't read.
Oh, so it's illiterate. Anything.
Anything. I can speak common.
Barely.
Barely.
That's going to pain me.
So. That's what you got. That's what you have in this room. You guys have not investigated the worm room.
How many beds? How many beds do you see?
Oh, there's more stairs.
There's at least what is that? Four beds.
Only four beds with four people. So
they were Sharon.
Oh,
it's kind of a common.
Sharon. Her name's Sharon.
Stone.
Yeah.
That's impossible. I'm gonna start ransacking footlockers.
Nice.
There's footlockers.
Mm-hmm. The footlockers are locked.
I'll start picking.
Yeah, we'll see.
Footlockers.
I'm in a great accident.
You smash.
Oh yeah.
Okay. There could be valuables in there.
Roll me a strength check.
I start concentrating.
That's you can roll me a.
Get rid of that. Use this.
Don't worry about it, Luke.
You hit it once and crush it and it just spills open, and there's like a few pieces of silver that scatter across the floor.
I will pick one of them gently with a 21 sleight of hand.
You open up another one and there's some more silver, 10 more silver, and okay. Another one. There's two more footlockers.
I'm gonna smash those two.
All right, well, let me another strength.
That now I roll my crit.
Oh, there it is.
You smash it open and it just
everything.
It's just right there, 7 gold just laying there.
I will pick the other one.
All right.
For an 18.
Okay.
Or sorry, 16.
You see 5 gold inside that one. Can take it.
I take it.
The rest of the room, there is the stove that is being used to cook the brother. There's the pots that were on top of it. And it's not as dusty and all that. I mean, it's more
lived.
More kept than upstairs.
Man, this is a deep house.
Right. You want to try this door?
Don't dead enter inside.
He's doing his thing.
Should I wait?
Yeah, he's doing.
Are you concentrating?
What he's doing.
I'll check in on you later.
And I go up. I go up to those stairs in the other room where the footlockers.
Mm.
Wait, no, the worm room is not where the footlockers are.
Yeah, the footlockers are at the end of the beds.
I'll go. Oh, there's beds. I was blind. Couldn't see.
Yep, sorry.
I go.
You're
in
going
here.
Into that room. Okay. Roll me an investigation check.
Roll me initiative.
Another worm. One. Do you see more worms?
Worms.
16. Ulf knocked over the wine. The wine, they were wine things, but they were all totally bare. There was no wine left.
No harm. No harm.
Except there is one wine bottle that was kind of stuffed behind one of them, and it's very visible now.
I go, oh, just take that.
Okay. As you pick it up, it's an old vintage, and it has a label with a unicorn on it.
Look at me finding stuff.
Go,
I don't know about this. Save this one for later.
I whisper to myself like a madman.
Okay.
I put it in my backpack. I check out those stairs. Is that all I see in this room?
Oh, look how tiny it is.
Oh, that's real.
What'd you find in there?
I'll let everyone know.
It must be important.
There's this, I'll just show you. Check it out. I'm saving this one for a good occasion, but I want to see if Hannah knows more about it. She's the wine expert.
Is it getting better?
No, I know somebody that'll pay good coin for that bottle.
Australian.
Hey, listen to
Mom. Huh? I know somebody that'll pay good coin for that vintage. It's a popular request around town.
Cool.
Y'all just saw another set of steps.
So yeah, I was going to go up the stairs.
Are you going up the stairs?
By myself.
So you kind of poked your head back out, and you're like, what'd you see? And you're like, this is blind, and then you went right back in?
Yeah, I kind of just showed everyone,
look at this.
Stairs.
Right, so you go up the steps, and when you get up to the top, this loud screeching.
Close it. I leave. Don't care.
There's no door. You just, when you make it to the top of the steps, that's what you hear.
And duck. And go back. Turn around. Do I see anything? What do I see?
Nothing. You just see, at the top, there's just a small little room. There's one door out.
Empty room. No windows.
No windows. One door.
What's that spell called that you guys detected earlier?
Yeah.
Detect magic?
Mouth?
No, the one
that
you
detected.
Magic mouth. Magic mouth?
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I go back down and go,
an apparition.
Yeah, there's something upstairs. Tell everyone.
What?
Are you still having... You're not having a stroke anymore?
No, I'm way far away from you. It's not that I'm unconscious. I'm just concentrating.
Oh.
I'm doing a ritual.
Yeah.
Come back down the stairs. I'm going to go over to wherever Natus is standing. That first door. And the door to the left has no writing on it. And the door in front of me has writing on it.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
The
door to the left looks like the nicest door that you've seen in this place.
Can somebody tell me what that door says?
It says danger.
Danger.
Okay. Are we good to open this door?
A-N-G-E-R.
You're concentrating. Shut up. What about that room?
Doesn't have any symbols on it. Looks very lavish.
Does it appear to be locked? Just move out of the way.
It actually is quite cracked. Open.
Quite cracked. Can I look at...
No, it's just cracked open.
Can I peer inside?
Mm-hmm. There's a torch inside that lights the room.
I'm trying to be stealthy.
I'm
gonna stealth. 10.
You peer inside, and unlike the room you're in, this is a small room that has comfortable furnishing and appears to be well cared for.
Okay.
There is a nice looking bed, unlike the ones out here, in one of the corners with a wooden locker at its foot.
Okay.
There's a small wooden table that stands on one wall with a leather chair beside it.
Okay. Is there anyone in there?
There's no one in there. There's candles that are lit on top of the table that brightly illuminate the room. And under the table is a small wooden box with a unlit bullseye lantern with a movable shutter on the lens.
Okay. Would I assume that this room belonged to whoever was the leader of this little group down here? All right, I'm gonna push the rest of the door open. Shutting the door behind me.
Shutting the door? You gotta open and shut it?
Yes.
All right, you go inside. You see three books on top of the table as well.
Good luck with those.
Yep. Full-on investigation.
All right. So you want to investigate the room?
Everything. Anything that's locked, I'm just gonna break open. And anything that is not locked, I'm gonna open.
Roll me an investigation. Let's see it.
Let's
he just walked in that room by himself
go.
And shut the door and left you guys.
19! Give me that money!
Right,
I don't care about money.
You look at the top of the table at first. As you guys are, I don't know what you guys are doing. Are you planning on going in after?
He shut the door.
I stealthed in there with a 10.
I mean, so we all saw him walk in there.
Yeah.
How does somebody my size be that stealthy?
Wham!
You're looking underneath the table and you see this bullseye lantern. And it's not lit. There's oils beside it.
Okay.
And it has like this little lens that kind of covers up the lantern. Open and shut.
Dumb. Hood lantern.
You see several books on top of the table. One is...
Don't read them to me. I don't know what they mean.
It has pictures.
Okay.
Of the area and a lot of nautical charts.
That I understand.
And there's also a book on
tape?
The god of Tharzadun.
It's a book on tape.
Yeah, you could tell him what the book's about, but he doesn't know.
You see a dark demonic figure of this guy with like a metal mask.
Okay.
And it's like broken open over one eye. Yeah. And it's all glowing red. And he's got chains on him, but he looks like the size of a mountain.
He's good at singing opera. Size
of a mountain. Dang. That don't look nothing like any religion I've ever studied.
And then the last one is a volume on erotic poetry.
Dang it. Right. I really wish I could read.
Let me read the next part. Fully illustrated.
Yeah. I flip through it and I see everything. I tucked that book away.
You're now mine. Enamored and take disadvantage on all rolls from now on.
That is mine now.
With your investigation, your expert investigation, you find a hidden compartment under the table that holds another book. And when you open it up, open it up, it has symbols and all this weird writing that makes no sense to you.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
But it could make sense to other people.
All right, I'm going to pocket all the books.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I'm a big dude. They're pocketbooks to me.
So you stuff all the books in there?
Yeah.
And you find one more piece of paper that looks out of place, and it has more writing on it.
All right, I'm going to keep that piece of paper out. There was a locked footlocker or something?
That's all the investigation? Yeah, what had the oil and stuff for the lantern.
All right, I popped the door back open.
How'd it go?
Nameless, come here. I shut the door.
Your time's up.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 10 minutes. All right.
Now it just hit 10 minutes, actually.
I just sit on the bed and wait while he's going to do their powwow in the bedroom.
All right,
what's your spell?
Find familiar.
Oh, so you bring your hawk back.
No.
Oh, what is it?
I want to bring a rat this time.
Ooh, a rat. That's what's yours?
Oh, I just got my servant's back.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
I'll let you in. Shut the door. Look what I found.
Why did you shut the door?
Shh.
I light another cigar.
Look what I found. I show him the one loose piece of paper.
The loose paper says...
You read that?
Enjoying your gift. Have you found your heart's desire? Signed, Nightshade.
Ooh. Well, it's by somebody named Nightshade.
Isn't that Granny?
About Granny Nightshade. The
Enjoying
witch.
Enjoying your gift, have you found your heart's desire?
Sounds like maybe it was a letter that came with some love potion or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, I also found this, and I take out the book of erotic poetry illustrated.
I just, like, put my hands over my eyes, like, oh my.
And I found these, and I show him the one with all the weird rune symbols and stuff.
Nameless, your mind begins to explode as you realize that this is a spellbook of a wizard.
A whole new spell book.
Good thing on that in that investigation there.
He knows something other than Mage Hand now. All right.
It has several spells written in it. And,
see if I do move somebody with telekinesis and hit them with ice shards again.
You can briefly flip through the book, just a glance, and see dancing lights. You see silent image and scorching ray.
Hmm. You're welcome.
Which you'll have to write in, but those are the three that you see.
I look at it, I throw it on the ground, I'm like, not as interesting as that other book you showed me.
This was mine.
And then he slowly goes and grabs the magic book. Puts it back in his pocket.
I show him the other two books that I found to see if there's anything interesting about them.
The one on Tharzadun looks very dark and scary. And it goes on about how he is going to come back and rule this plane.
Yeah, I don't like this book. It's a little scary.
Okay.
The other one's just maps.
I'll give it to Hannah. Area.
Do you want to take this back to the people view since we're doing a lot of talking and not as much on the map? On the stream?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know that matters. We've been on this camera.
That was my fault.
While this happens, I go up to...
Scotty, beat me up.
I go up to, like, hey, Gunslinger. I thought I should let you know. Heard something upstairs. Don't rest. We're not safe.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on these other guys. They're in there having a little powwow. I think they're kissing or something.
Did I say anything wrong with that?
What?
You guys ready for some danger? What was that third one? Dancing Lights, Silent Image, and...
Pop it open now.
Scorching Ray. Scorching Ray. Okay. It's a level 2 spell.
Unseen Servant starts trying to open the danger door.
The danger door?
I trained my pistol on the danger door.
Do we know what's going on?
I said something. He said he was ready.
Yeah. We're bored, man. We're sitting out here doing nothing.
Yeah.
So we got everything that we needed out of that room.
I mean, there's a wardrobe in there that has a nice, fluffy-looking purple robe inside if you want that.
I do.
He said absolutely.
Fluffy.
Fluffy purple robe.
Since you're in the room, too, I tell you, it's, hey, Fuzzy Bottom, it's open upstairs.
Fluffy.
Noted.
Purple robe. That is going to be a gift.
All right, so you're trying to use the Unseen Servant to open it up with the wood that's blocking it over. All right? Mm-hmm. It picks it up, throws it aside. Are you opening the door?
Yep.
You open the door and...
pistol train on the door.
Yep.
Because we've learned nothing from rooms that say danger on them.
It's the tentacles and the mist all over you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's why we're using Unseen Servant. We're safe.
Yep. Light spilling in from this room allows you to see that it's a large room, but the corners are still filled with shadow. What you see inside are piles of bones and dirt and dust. As the Unseen Servant, the door opens, you start to see the bones start to move, and what was a pile of bones, they like magically start forming into joints. And skeletons start to stand up out of the piles.
Shut the door.
I'm saying it's hard to shut the door.
All right, the door shuts.
And seal it back up.
And then you start hearing banging on the door.
I pull the body out of the oven with like.
It's nasty and charred. It's like falling apart in your hands.
I take a chair, catch it on fire.
Okay.
And then I throw it against the door.
The fire?
I try to make a big fire.
On the door?
Yep.
You're burning up the thing that's stopping the skeletons from getting to us.
Yeah, he knows. Remember, he ate a thing.
All right, so you're burning the door?
I'm just creating a giant pile of fire.
You guys are in the room, so... Yep.
There's a bed in here, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm laying in it. I got my book out.
Yeah.
No.
Looking at the pictures.
The picture book.
All right, the door begins to burn.
I kick this door open.
Poof. Hey!
Oh, hey, Skipper's out here making a big fire. We should probably do something.
About me?
I swear. Can't have anything nice. Close the book, put it in my bag, and then get up.
All right. The door bangs for a few more seconds, then it's quiet.
Yeah, because there's a fire now.
Is there another door in there? It's like a trap.
There's a trap.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry.
Does the fire burn the wood door?
Yeah, it's starting to burn it. But it's a thick door. I mean, it's not just going to light on fire. But yeah, it's starting to burn it.
Well, now that we've made sure that this area is no longer secure by setting the door on fire...
I'm going to go try to put the fire out just by breaking up the wood.
Okay. You can push the wood around and it just kind of spreads it all out.
I use prestidigitation to
snuff it out. Okay. The flames are now gone and the door's kind of burnt a little bit.
Why are you burning the door?
My mind is like, you know, we might as well have fire advantage against skeletons. Just a thought. No, we don't.
You're right. They're going to come through anyway.
It's a stone room, so you burn up the door. What's going to catch fire once the wood's gone?
Where's all that smoke going to go?
In my lungs?
Yeah, and guess what?
That's where I want it.
When if our characters survive, 20 years from now,
the door swings open.
Are you opening it?
No. Since Irvin is.
Alright, you open the door.
Again.
I hate this.
You see,
it's going well.
Several skeletons kind of walking.
Several.
Dude, I'm out. Of every
okay.
Walking back towards the corners.
Oh, boy.
I shoot. shoot this one.
You shoot it?
Yeah.
Alright, go for it.
Yes, sir. So, 24 for 8 damage piercing.
24?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 8 piercing. Yeah. Okay. Still alive.
Does it turn around?
Oh, yeah. They turn around and look right at you.
One bone at a time. I reload.
Hold on.
Hey, yes, so there.
We can roll initiative now. Try to take these guys out.
Oh, baby. 20
for me.
I shut the door and barricade myself in there.
A 19.
20.
What are you doing?
We got a lot of fun. We just looked at dirty pictures. All right, the rest of you, what do you got?
23.
Oh, I have to roll an initiative for this?
Yeah, you do.
To stay in my room?
Yeah.
21.
Oh, wasting it.
Oh, hidden high.
I know.
And last
17.
Is...
What? You got 17 on the last? Come on, man.
I rolled like 20. Excited.
How are these skeletons?
Super excited? All right. Well, it is Skipper's turn first.
Big turn. Here we go.
Here we go, fire boy.
We gotta wait.
Do you have 90 here? Movement?
No.
He's just using the big stick.
60.
Got range.
That's it. All right. I take a dodge action.
Take dodge. All right. Ulf, you shut the door. Go back to bed.
Yep. I shut the door.
Okay. That brings it to Ash.
I'll shoot again.
Okay.
The one in front.
Same one?
Yep. Ooh, that one's a 10 to hit.
That misses. As your bullet skitters across the ground and hits the back wall, kind of echoes out.
Sink.
A noise. We are up to... Not us.
5, 10, 15, 20, 24, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 5, 10, 15, 20. I'm going to move up 5 feet, and then right here, I'm going to cast Fairy Fire, and it will engulf the entire room.
Okay.
Fairy Saves.
13's the save. Two of them succeed. So the two closest to you, 0 and 8, are affected by it.
What's Fairy Fire do?
Advantage anytime you're attacking.
What color do they glow?
Blue. Do I get to choose?
Yeah.
Blue.
A blue hue emits from the room.
Cool.
All of them are going to start moving forward.
It's difficult terrain. I was busted up chairs.
Oh, was that right?
I helped.
First one attacks you, Ash. That's a 21.
It hits.
For 6 piercing damage.
I'm unconscious.
Oh, well, that's not good. So he's down.
Two arrows come out.
He got all the way up there?
Yeah.
And attacked you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The one that was closest, yeah.
You said I'm being attacked?
Yeah. They're shooting arrows. Take 6 more piercing damage.
I'm unconscious, Ulf.
At this point, you hear a voice from inside the room. I'm working, leave me. I can't make all this gold with all these interruptions. Haven't you all done enough?
From inside the room? Did that voice passage check?
My turn.
What?
Did that voice passage check?
The fairy fire check.
No, yeah, it didn't affect
it. Doesn't have to, it's like an intercom.
But it's definitely coming from that inside that room.
As we interact,
mm-hmm.
I bend down and drop a health potion in your mouth. You get 5 health.
You can't do that yet until it's your turn.
It is my turn.
No, it's nameless.
It's
My turn already, and I'm the last.
Yeah. Did I get confused where we were?
No, you're right. Yeah,
that was the skeletons.
Yeah. You're right.
Wait, hold.
It's Nameless' turn, then it's your turn. Nameless is last.
Not bad.
I guess I'll use a bonus action to move his lifeless body towards
telekinesis.
Yeah, it's just 5 feet. It's just away from the skeleton.
All right.
Yes. And. I yell, we should probably get out of here. And, I move Mage Hand just up here.
This whole time I've been rolling a D10 instead of a D12.
You're not attacking anything?
I can't do anything.
Okay.
Are you in there with me still?
Go ahead. Skipper?
Yeah. I dunk down 5 HP for you, bud. You're back up. Right.
Thank you.
And then I swing.
But I'm still prone, right?
Yes, you are.
I swing my great axe at the skeleton.
Alright.
You have advantage.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, you do.
He's glowing.
How does standing up work?
Half my turn.
Okay. Garbage. 11.
With advantage?
Yep.
Alright, that misses. That brings it to you, Ulf.
Stupid.
I pull the door open.
And you shut it.
And I see one of the skeletons.
Uh-huh.
It's glowing.
And I go into a rage.
Oh, there's the rage.
Luke.
I'm super pissed that people don't listen to me.
Hey, Luke. I had the dodge action last round.
Okay, nothing attacked you.
Did you factor that? Well, I took 6 damage. Do I get that back?
+4, so that's 16. Yeah, you get back.
Thank you.
All right, rage.
Finally found the D12. No, I dropped it. All right, I come charging out and attack that first skelly.
You have an advantage.
I do.
Yep. So roll twice.
Surprise.
No, he's very fired.
He's glowing blue.
Did he say it was blue?
Yeah, he said it was blue.
Good thing. 17.
That hits.
4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Strength 6.
You hit it really hard and it breaks off one of its arms and it falls down on the ground and the arm kind of like crawls closer to its leg, tries to like
put itself back together.
Yeah, tries to. But it's not looking good. That one that you hit. Ash, you're up.
I will stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's half of 35, which is what, 17?
It's 15 feet. So I'm just running.
Okay. I will run 20 feet back towards Nameless.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have an action, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can climb at the same speed, so it doesn't matter. And I'll shoot the... I get advantage, right, on that guy?
Yep.
It's a 18 to hit.
Hits.
8 piercing damage.
Okay. It falls apart and lands on the ground in a big pile of mess.
Yeah! Boy!
Their turn. They're gonna move up two of them, then pull out swords. And one will shoot at Ulf. It's gonna be a 16.
Which is my AC.
Okay.
Just enough. You're raging.
3 damage, so you'll take
half.
1.
Yeah.
2 swords come at you. 1 hits. And you'll take another 5, which will be 2 more damage.
We are at 10:35.
Yeah, now
for everybody.
I'm finishing them. This is probably good. At this point, you see this ghostly form kind of come out of the wall and kind of into view,
there,
and it's all astral and see through. And then the bones from the ground kind of like, and they start to form into this body, and it's, he's just got a wispy beard, and he's like, "Why do you continue to bother me? Have I not done what you've asked?"
And I call out to him.
It's Nameless' turn, then you can call them.
"What have you asked us, Ivan?" Is it Ivan?
Ivan's the old man.
No way. Get out of here. Did you say that? You've gone mad.
I can't do anything, so...
You can't do anything?
No.
Why? That's obvious.
You don't have any cantrips that do anything?
No. Except for Mage Hand, that's about it, so...
Go touch him.
I just... Yeah.
A weapon? He said,
"What have you asked us?"
I have a...
Magic missile.
I have a quarterstaff. I don't have a spell!
Quarterstaff is 1d6.
Melee?
Yeah, let me run up there and hit him with my 10 armor class.
The wizard.
And my 8 health.
You got advantage.
Did he answer when Eric said, "What have you asked us?"
What have you asked of us?
No, we asked of him.
Yeah, you want me to continue to make the gold, right?
Yep.
Oh.
You're free.
Gold.
You're free. You can stop.
He peers through and sees this giant barbarian hulking and pulsing his muscles.
Yeah.
And
pulsing.
He's confused because it doesn't look like the bandits. And you see him wave his wand, and the skeletons just drop their weapons and kind of stand there. Ooh. Looking at you. "What do you mean I'm free?"
I approach him and at least get into his line of sight, and I say, "You're free to... Are you being held captive? Prisoner?"
"Yes. The pirates have taken me hostage."
"What are you?"
"You're free now. We're here to rescue you. Artificer.
Alchemist.
Alchemist. Great alchemist." Yes. With a glint in my eyes.
"I am an alchemist."
"On one condition, you vote for me in my next election."
"We are going to change this city." Fight for it.
Right. That's a slogan.
Sam Broccoli.
That's got to be the name of an episode.
That is my name. How do you know my name?
I know the name.
We've heard.
His last name is Broccoli.
We've heard of your greatness.
His broccoli legs.
It's like the worst vegetable.
We've heard of your greatness.
Hard pass.
How did you... Where are the smugglers?
We have killed most of them, but there are some downstairs.
With your help, we can remove the rest of them.
I cannot leave this room. I'm bound here.
What can we do to not have you be bound here? You were a great help to our town. I know you did dealings with us, and...
Follow me. And the skeletons kind of walk backwards, and they fall apart, and they land on the ground, and he walks this way, and the skeletons that make his body, they start to fall off his body, and he turns back into the astral form, and he goes through the wall. This wall here.
I walk right into the wall.
You hit it once, and you stumble backwards, and then the door goes, and it opens up.
Oh, that's a weird password.
Uh-oh. Is this human sacrifice?
And he's, oh, and he's standing here.
It's a trap.
And what you walk into is, it looks like an alchemist's den. I mean, he's got all his potions and
everything.
In
the back corner.
Number one, who's all going in there?
I'm going. In the back corner in the big room.
Okay. I'm going in. The big room, you're just in the back corner. Yep.
Watching the skeletons. Yes.
Skipper's here. You coming, Nameless?
Nameless for me, though.
Yeah.
Nameless is coming.
All right. You see a table filled with alchemist tools, potions, and different things. You see a stone that's sitting there next to several golden items. There's a golden skull, a golden apple.
What are you doing? He's trying to get a picture.
He's trying to get a picture.
I know. As he destroys the
stone. So that's on one of the tables. And on the other table, there's this corpse that's laying there.
Yeah, there is. You can tell.
and around it is sort of like, around it is a force field that's pulsing over his entire body. You can see in his chest, there's a hole and dried up blood all around it, and it goes into the cavity of his chest.
So like that is so the cost. So that's
Sam, and he's embodied in this. Do you need medical help, or is your body already gone?
I'm
asking him if we can heal him or if his body's already gone.
I don't think a potion's gonna fix you, is it? No. How about healing work?
Well, I have a healing kit. Which lifts somebody down.
Found me.
What's a baby fox gonna do?
I'm glad that you found me. And I think that we can come to an arrangement. And that's where we'll pick up.
Let's go! Diplomacy for the win!
So, he is a diplomat.
Thanks everyone for watching. And if you guys have any questions, we can go through a couple questions if you want. But that's where we're at. So we didn't get through half of the house upstairs.
Right.
And we still haven't made it down into the depths of whatever's below.
I think it's gonna be so funny when we go through all this dungeon crawl and we're all almost dead and we're like, well, we gotta finish the house when we go up there. So like a bat hits us and we die. And we're like, ah!
I think that's what killed his familiar. Was just like bats up there or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think it was
a demon
spell
doll
trap that dissolved, like got rid of any spell up there. That's a trap.
Is the familiar a spell?
Sam Broccoli is there.
Found
Sam Broccoli.
Is that from a previous campaign or something?
It's from a game that we played, Betrayal on the Hill. I named the character Sam Broccoli. Okay. But it's just coming up with the name. I was like, that's the one. You barricaded the door down into the depths, so you don't need to really worry too much about that one.
You're welcome, everybody.
Except we have to go kill the rest of the pirates for this guy, so he's safe.
Yeah, he's gonna help us though.
Probably. Oh, that went so good. Thank you, guys. Well, no questions, but again. We'll see everyone next time.
And that concludes.
I'm tired of worms.
You know what else is awesome?
What?
Look in the corner. My spell still cast.
Your fine familiar?
My unseen fine servant.
Unseen servant, yeah. Yours is fine familiar, that's right.
It's an astral Doctor Strange.
Well,
I'm the best servant.
Let's go!
Well, I'm
glad you didn't hold on to that healing potion, Jordan.
I'm glad I shared it.
Yeah.
Well, you end up.
You're glad I shared it. Huh?
Oh, right, yes! Here. Oh, that went so good!
Whoa. Can you believe what just happened? Bet you can't wait until next week's episode of the S6 D&D podcast. Well, hello. We meet again at the end of another great episode. Have you ever thought, hey, I'd like to actually watch this group play D&D? Well, good news, everyone. You can do that by following our new Twitch channel at twitch.tv/S6Productions. We'd also love it if you would subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6 for replays of our sessions and other fun videos. And if you're not already, you should also be following us on Instagram at instagram.com/s6_productions and on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions to get all the latest updates. Links to all these places can be found in the notes of this very episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.